Of all those many, many games you played at King's Home, are there any that particularly stand out in your memory?
I just enjoyed every one. I mean, some of the victories were better than others. If I could be resurrected to be a young man again and be given the chance to play one game for Gloucester, not that they're as good as they were in the old days, but I would like to play against Bristol. The game I liked most of all was the game when we played Bristol up here. Down there, they were a good side, and we didn't win that often down there. Although the first year when we won the cup, we played Bristol down there, and we sorted them out that night. Mike Nichols built us into a frenzy to go out and play like we'd never played before, but they fell in the trap. Because it was a floodlit game, they come out in yellow shirts, of course. First line out, I started stirring their forwards up. You got the appropriate colours on tonight, and then we managed to win the game. But Bristol at King's Home, it always used to be like the third Saturday in September when the county selectors were going to pick the county team, which was mostly made up of Gloucester and Bristol. So we all had to be on our top form for that game, and I've enjoyed a few Gloucester-Bristol games up here. I've had some poor games at Bristol, I have to say that, but if I could play one game again as a young man, it would be against Bristol. And I like Bristol Rugby Club. I hope they can come up next year, and we can stay up, that we could have these fixtures again, because they're all right, Bristol. I've still got some good mates down there. When we go down, they're still there, because we were bashing one another on one Saturday. I mean, they had a hooker, and again, I'm talking about all these chaps who have gone. John Thorne was one of my favourite opponents. He played for England, John, and he used to beat me up out there on a Saturday, and then when the final whistle went, would always put his arm around me and say, "We'll share a room next week down in Cornwall," when you were playing for the county, you know. So we were arch enemies the one Saturday, and then the next week we were down there on that bloody Red Ruth ground down there, playing against the Cornish team down there, who were all fired up, you know, singing away. But they were tough fixtures, Gloucester and Bristol, but I used to like those.
Yeah. What opponents particularly stick out in your memory? Yeah. Who made a big impression on you as an opponent?
Well, in my position, the best scrum half that I played against was the England scrum half, Dickie Jeeps. Oh. But I used to do quite well. I really built myself up to putting on a good show against him, you know. But he was a good player. He was deservedly the England scrum half, and I think he was captain of England for a while. But he was the best scrum half that I played against, until I played against a chap called Gareth Edwards. And Gareth Edwards is the best rugby player I've ever played against. Although he was only a 19-year-old lad then, he was at Cardiff College of Education. He only had four caps at the time. And that was for Gloucestershire against Glamorgan at the Brewery Field at Bridgend. But he went on to be awesome, the best player I've ever seen, I think, Gareth Edwards. That's my opinion. I see him quite a bit when he's on the Cardiff board, when we play him again a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yeah.
But saw him a couple of times over the last few seasons. He's putting a bit back into the game, but he was an awesome player.
You don't go fishing with him, then?
Well, what was it his dad said? His legs are going to get rusty, didn't he? Oh, but he just had everything, didn't he? He had strength, wonderful pass, good knowledge of the game, wonderful player.
Yeah. If you were to give advice now to a youngster, you know, who's promising scrum half, what would it be?
I've never thought about that. I don't think you can compare today's game with the game that we played in. It's just a very, very tight defensive clattering tackles all the time, isn't it? I mean, the forwards, the prop forwards when I was playing rarely had the ball in their hand. The props now are expected to run like stags, aren't they, you know? But
well, let's take it back to your days, Mickey. You know, what were your priorities as you saw it at scrum half?
The priority for a scrum half is to pass the ball. You're the link in the chain. You have the forwards as one group, and then you have the backs as another group, and you in the middle are the one that is the link in the chain. So the scrum half, first and foremost, has to be a good passer of the ball, whether it be off his left hand or his right hand. After which, the little shimmies, the little breaks, if they're there, which would take, if you keep passing, they'll go wider and wider, looking for Oppie. But then if you have a little dabble, then they'll stay in next time. And of course, the scrum halves do these box kicks a lot now. Mm. And these box kicks have got to be so accurate, because the forwards have struggled to get the ball for you, and you've kicked the ball. And as Don Rutherford said to me once, when you kick the ball, you always kick it to get it again. So you kick it high enough so that you can get up there and catch it. You kick it wide enough, telling your winger, come up flat, you know, the one that they put to the corner now. Or you kick the little short one through between the centres so that the John Baylisses can come rushing onto that. But it's always kicked that you can get it again. But I see a lot of this kicking today where the forwards have struggled to get the ball, and the kick has been too deep or not deep enough, and the opposition get the ball. It's not easy, but that's what the scrum half has to do. His pass comes first, the little snipe to take the pressure off his fly half if possible, and then link with his forwards if you like. But his kick in, which he kicks a lot today because he's told to kick in the box, must be an accurate kick.
That's interesting.
And you need to provide fast ball.
Fast ball.
And you look at the game today and how often it's slowed up and slowed up.
The best comment I've heard recently is from Philip Matthews, the Irish commentator, ex-Irish player. Yeah. It's cappuccino time again, he said. When you saw it Saturday, their scrum half, I think, had the ball out and the ball was there and he was going...
Yeah,
like that, and our chap come round and nick the ball.
Yeah,
but what you want is all the players, when taking the ball in, I think, is to take it in and drive over the top. You've got quick ball, and the ball's away. But maybe there's planning in having these groups here. I don't know. It's a different game to what we used to play, but it's very effective. But it should be quicker, shouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah.